In July 1978, a movie opened whose theme of growing up and rebellion against authority struck a chord.
Oh, girls, welcome to the Delta Toga Party.
Come in. Here, let me take your coat.
Animal House was an unexpected hit despite a relatively unknown cast and a tiny budget. As part of Present at the Creation, our series exploring the origins of American cultural icons, Molly Peterson of member station KQED has the story of how Animal House was built.
Now Animal House is mostly remembered as the movie that spawned 1,000 toga parties.
Is this really what you're going to do for the rest of your life? I mean, hanging around with a bunch of animals, getting drunk every weekend.
No. After I graduate, I'm going to get drunk every night.
It's the story of two fraternities, the squeaky clean future captains of industry, the Omegas, and the Deltas, a tribe of oddball degenerates who sneak a horse into the dean's office, take a few liberties with their female party guests, and destroy the homecoming parade.
Well, I got their disciplinary files right here.
Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
You're talking about Delta, sir.
Animal House, the script anyway, was the creation of three writers for the irreverent Harvard-born humor magazine, The National Lampoon. Tony Hendra worked at The National Lampoon in the 1970s. He says Animal House is a high point in the comedy of his generation.
This sort of new, very rebellious and hard-edged humor that emerged in really in the Kennedy years grew out of a very definite, angry and bitter reaction to the politics of the Cold War.
Animal House uses language of that era when one of the Deltas, Otter, gives a pep talk to his fraternity brothers after they're kicked off campus. His words echo those of President Harry Truman.
You could fight him with conventional weapons. That could take years and cost millions of lives.
Animal House was written by 28-year-old Lampoon founding editor Doug Kenny. His parody of a high school yearbook was one of the magazine's most popular features. 31-year-old Harold Ramis, who'd come from Chicago's Second City comedy troupe. And Chris Miller, who in his mid-30s was writing stories about college that were Lampoon classics. One, The Night of the Seven Fires, was based on his initiation into a fraternity at Dartmouth College. Those Alpha Delta Phis were the inspiration for the Deltas in Animal House. Miller says some of his guys had come back to college after fighting in World War II in Korea.
These were not inexperienced young men fresh out of high school. They were guys who had been shooting guns at people and going to whorehouses, and they'd been out there and they'd done it.
Chris Miller's love of dark humor came, he says, from living in that fraternity house.
There was an intelligent, witty way to be sick and gross, and there was just a dumb way to be gross.
And Miller and his two co-writers knew the difference. At least, National Lampoon's publisher thought so. He pushed Miller, Kenny, and Ramis to work on a movie together about campus life, something they all knew and loved. Early on, Miller says, they sat down to talk about what to write.
It started off with a lunch at a restaurant on Christopher Street called Casey's in the Village in New York. And we just sat there for 2 or 3 hours drinking Bloody Marys and thinking up all the funniest stories we could remember from our college days. And we had quite a stack of papers when we were done with that.
The script outline alone topped 100 pages, as long as the standard screenplay.
You know, it would be, Harold, you take the first 5 pages of the outline, Doug, the next 5, Chris, the next 5. We would write them. We would then exchange pages and rewrite them. And everybody would rewrite everybody else's work, and we tried to park our egos at the door. And after about 7 drafts or so, we wound up with something close to the shooting script.
Animal House was set in 1962. Placing the movie in the recent past allowed the writers to mock the 60s and talk about 70s politics indirectly. Dean Wormer's executive power grab was meant to evoke Richard Nixon.
Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation, sir?
There is a little-known codicil in the Faber College Constitution, which gives the dean unlimited power to preserve order in time of campus emergency.
It was disrespectful. It celebrated anarchy. It made fun of Jackie Kennedy, and it was nothing like most Hollywood scripts. But somehow, the Lampoon team finagled a meeting at Universal Studios. Animal House producer Maddie Simmons remembers the reaction of a Universal executive was, well, mixed.
And he looked me straight in the eye and he said, "I got to tell you, I hate this." He said, "This is awful. But it's the National Lampoon, and we were so hot at the time." And he said, "Can you make this for like $2.5 million? Now, please understand that I had never made a movie in my life."
It didn't matter. Everyone was winging it. John Landis directed Animal House, and he was pretty green, too. This was only his third real film. Landis remembers that he and the writers were very different.
I was a surfer, for Christ's sake. You know, I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles and a high school dropout, and so came from a very different attitude towards the film business and movies in general than this sort of East Coast pretentious literary, you know, sort of snobbish. It's something I don't like about fraternities. That's why the Delta House was all-inclusive.
One of the leaders of the Deltas, and the movie's most memorable character, was Bluto Blutarsky, played by John Belushi. Belushi pretty much mimed his funniest moments with his wagging eyebrows and gestures. At the house toga party, he confronts a folk singer, earning the big laugh with just a single word when he abruptly ends the performance. I give...
Sorry.
John Belushi was already a star of NBC's Saturday Night Live, but Animal House launched his movie career. Writer Chris Miller says Bluto was meant only for Belushi.
My comment was, well, at the heart of every great Animal House, there is a great animal. And at that point, we all looked at each other and without a bit of hesitation said,
"What?
Belushi.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
German? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now."
Early reviews of Animal House were positive, but cautious. The New York Times wrote that Animal House is too cheerfully sleazy to be termed tame. Newsweek said it was low humor of a high order. And while the Washington Post said it was an enjoyable comic farce, it was also too shallowly derisive to inspire lasting esteem. Okay. It also grossed $120 million in its first year, an enormous and unprecedented audience response for a satiric and sick comedy released by a mainstream studio. That financial success of the movie opened the door to the police academies and the Porky's, the films that wallowed in gross jokes. Tony Hendra says those films forgot something.
The movie contained two very definite elements of the Lampoon zeitgeist. One was this very hard-edged satire for which we were best known in the so-called golden era of the Lampoon between 1970 and 75. And the other we were equally well known for, which was a kind of dippy teen nostalgia with a great deal of teen sex thrown in. One of these things got suppressed in the interest of another, which was far less politically dangerous.
And Animal House, one of the biggest comedies of the 70s, left his legacy some personal tragedies, too. Director Landis likes to say a little Belushi went a long way. It's true in the movie. In the end, Bluto Blutarsky, class of 63, goes all the way to Washington as a senator. But it was 20 years ago that Belushi himself overdosed on cocaine and heroin, cutting short his career. Animal House writer Doug Kenney also died young. The year Reagan was elected, he fell from a cliff in Hawaii while on vacation. For NPR News, I'm Molly Peterson in San Francisco.
For Animal House history, visit npr.org or your local station website.